Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
It's Fan Mail Friday. Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. With me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. Fan Mail Friday is a day we set aside occasionally to look at some of the email that we have received from usually Latter-day Saints who are not too happy with some of the things that we say or some of the things that we do. Today, we're going to look at an email that was sent to me from, I'm assuming, a man named Robin. I only assume that because there are some things that are said that are typically the way guys would talk. I could be wrong, and if I am, I apologize. But anyway, Robin is not too happy with us at MRM.
He originally writes and says, "Take the cross out of your logo if you really want to trick Mormons into reading your garbage website."
Now, for someone who's never seen our website, they might wonder, well, what's that talking about? We have a logo at MRM, and it's the state of Utah, the outline of the state of Utah, and it has a cross embedded in that logo. And basically what it's saying is, hey, we are based here in Utah, and our mission is to present the gospel of Christ, which includes the cross, and trying to reach the Latter-day Saints with that gospel. And so I guess this person is assuming that somehow we are trying to trick people into reading our website, and if we're going to do a better job of having Mormons be tricked into reading it, we should take out the cross. Now, isn't that interesting? Once again, that cross becomes a stumbling block for the Latter-day Saint. What did Paul say about that? "For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God." Now, I know the Mormon would argue, well, the reason why we don't place the emphasis on the cross is Gordon Hinckley had said while he was alive, he was the 15th president of the Mormon Church, he said, we want to focus on a living Christ and not on a dead Christ. My response to that is, well, then quit partaking of the sacrament every week. If you really want to focus on a living Christ, why are you partaking of the sacrament every week? Isn't that focusing on the death of Jesus Christ? So I've never really bought into that argument. I don't know why, if a Mormon prophet and a Mormon apostle is supposed to be a successor to the apostles of the New Testament, if Paul can find it necessary to emphasize the cross over and over again, why don't the apostles and prophets of Mormonism want to emphasize the cross?
Well, let me take another angle at this, Bill. And when he says that this is a garbage website, and he's obviously being facetious by saying wanting to trick Mormons into reading that garbage website. Well, obviously, if he didn't know anything more and he saw that cross in the logo, then that would have kept him off and it would keep other Mormons off. He should be thankful that the cross is there because we aren't trying to trick anybody to read our website.
Excellent point. And obviously, Robin wasn't fooled by that. He saw that we were not coming from a pro perspective, I would assume, in order for him to write that. But my response to him about that comment about a garbage website is somewhat typical. Many times I'll get emails from Mormons like this. And so I asked very simply, well, Robin, what on the website did you find to be garbage? The quotes from the Bible or the quotes from LDS leaders? Now, I know that's kind of an either-or fallacy, and there certainly is more on there besides quotes from the Bible or quotes from LDS leaders. We do have some of our comments on there as well. But I think most people, if you've looked at our site at mrm.org, you'll find that much of what we have is either quotes from the Bible or quotes from LDS leaders or sources from the Mormon Church. The reason I ask that question is I want to know from this individual that if you are going to say that our website contains garbage, what are you talking about? Because we get a lot of people who write us that just make a very similar accusation as this individual and just make this shotgun accusation that everything on our website is wrong.
Yeah, it's a wave of the hand approach. And then you ask them specifically, well, what exactly do you have a problem with? They typically won't come up with anything. Or the Bible is full of errors. A lot of Latter-day Saints will use that line. You can't trust it. Okay, well, which error would you like to talk about? Oftentimes, they don't even have one example they can come up with. They just use this wave of the hand approach that gets them off the hook, they think.
Well, the purpose in asking them specifically what it was that annoyed them obviously is going to point our attention to where he was disturbed. I can't answer the question, well, everything on your website is wrong. How am I going to respond to that? I just can't. So I want to know specifically what is bothering them. So after I asked that question, this is how Robin responded.
Yeah, he says, for one, I was looking for specific Mormon doctrine, not somebody's compilation of anti-Mormon garbage. Have you ever Googled something from your religion and found Mormons trying to contradict you? No, but we have to wade through mountains of haters. That's the garbage I'm talking about.
Okay, did you notice what he does with that argument? First of all, he was looking for specific Mormon doctrine. As I mentioned before, much of what we have on MRM.org are citations from Mormon manuals, Mormon books, Mormon speeches, conference messages, things like that. That would fall under the category of being Mormon doctrine. So he should have found what he was looking for. I think what happened was is he didn't like what we had there, and it may have gone against the grain of his presuppositions or what he assumed his Mormonism to teach. He didn't like what we have available and obviously assumes that this is anti-Mormon garbage. But notice he doesn't still answer the question.
No, and then
he still doesn't answer.
And he says that he has to wade through mountains of haters, you know, trying to find these websites that he wants to find Mormon doctrine. There's the old ad hominem.
You would think, politically, Mormons are usually more conservative. This is a liberal argument. Liberals love to use the ad hominem. When they cannot answer a simple question, it's much easier for them to simply accuse you of being a hater or accuse you of being a bigot. That way, they feel absolved of having to answer any specific question or defend their case. I'm amazed when Mormons do this, really.
And we've talked about this before, but we don't even try to imply that the Mormon missionaries hate us because they come to our doors trying to convert us. And when we tell them, well, we're Christians, well, they'll still continue to try to talk to us, get into our homes, and perhaps even baptize us if they have the opportunity into the Mormon church. I wouldn't consider a Mormon missionary to be a hater. And in the same way, you and I have moved to the state of Utah to be here among the Mormon people. We have given up things we lived in California and we didn't have it bad there, but we've decided to do this because we care very much about the ministry we're involved with and the people that we're trying to reach. And you might not like our approach, you might not like the conclusions that we come up with, but to call us haters, I think is insensitive and unfair.
Well, especially when you ask a Latter-day Saint who makes an accusation like that, well, you say simply, well, what have I said or what have I written that gives you the impression that somehow I'm a hater? First of all, I would love a definition of what that is. What is a definition for the word hate?
Is that somebody who just disagrees?
Well, many times that's exactly how Mormons define it. You disagree with me and you make your case in writing or on the web, and that must mean you are a hater. I usually define someone who has hate as someone who wants some ill will towards another person in just about any way you can imagine that. I want ill will towards them, whether to see them have physical injury or some other kind of problems. That certainly is not our motivation when it comes to why we want to reach the LDS people with the information that we have found from their own sources. We are simply wanting to give them that information. Let them evaluate the information. If what we have said is taken out of context or we have drawn the wrong conclusion, then by all means, we would hope that if they have any concern for us, that they would reciprocate by showing us where we made an error in the conclusion that we have made.
If Mormonism is true, then as a Latter-day Saint, you owe it to a person who is trying to do research, honest research, and show where we are wrong on this instead of just throwing out blanket accusations.
But notice what this person does. We cite from LDS sources, and he accuses us of being a hater. And I asked him that. I said, so we quote from LDS sources and you call us haters? Wow, I said, because that's quite a conclusion. But then I gave him a link to an article that we have called We Never Criticize. And we've had this article on our website for many, many years, and it has only grown over the years because it is really nothing more than citations from Mormons strongly criticizing Christians. So if you are going to say that we are haters because we are critical of Mormonism, then let's be honest and say, well, then if your leaders have criticized Christians, could we also draw the conclusion that your leaders must be haters as well? Well, does Robin respond to the long list of citations that I sent him? No. What does he say?
He says, look, man, I found what I was looking for. I'm over it and would rather not argue. So I'll save all my nifty responses and just say goodnight. Now, all of this took place in the same day.
In fact, it was kind of late in the evening, really, and I just happened to have my laptop as I was sitting watching television with my wife, and this thing pops up, and I think he was probably surprised that I wrote him back so quickly in the evening, which is certainly after office hours. But I wanted to make a point with Robin after he did that final send-off for me. In other words, I don't want to talk to you anymore. I wrote him back and reminded him, look, Robin, you wrote me. I didn't write you. When I have a disagreement with someone, I at least get my rebuttals in order before I contact them, and I don't come off with ad hominem as you did. Calling people haters simply because they disagree with you is a horrible way of defending your position. When you want to have an intelligent conversation, feel free to contact me again. You might find that we don't fit the stereotype you are used to.
Maybe you're a Latter-day Saint and you'd like to write a letter to Bill. How can they write you, Bill?
They can simply write it to contact@mrm.org. I will get it. And I would not have a problem at all getting into a discussion with you if I can sense that you're serious and you have some questions that you really want answered. I've got to be quite honest with you. I'm pretty good at discerning who wants to just waste my time. And so I'm going to tell you that up front. But if you're serious, if you're really serious and you live in the Salt Lake area, give me a call or write me. Let's go to lunch and we'll talk about it over lunch and I'll buy.
Phone number is?
They can call us here at 801-572-2153, or probably the best way would just send me an email, contact@mrm.org.
And there's no obligation either.
None whatsoever. Have a great weekend.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. At Mormonism Research Ministry, we're committed to equipping Christian believers to effectively share their faith with their Mormon friends and loved ones. That's why we produce Viewpoint on Mormonism, as well as operate our website, mrm.org, where you can find a wealth of information on this topic. We also have books and downloadable MP3s available online. In addition, we invite you to join in on the conversation at our blog site called Mormon Coffee. We want to be your resource for helping you better share the Christian faith.